listening to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank from the Morongo Casino Studios on 95.5 KLOS.
It's Friday. It's 5 after 9. It's time for Should I Stay or Should I Go? Brought to you by Stone Brewing and Redbush.
Yay!
Now, this is a segment of the show where you, the audience, decides the fate of an up-and-coming talent. Do they have what it takes to become big and famous rock stars? Or should they pack their bags, move back home, mom and dad, and start working on Plan B?
Should I stay or should I go?
Now, the band we have today goes by the name Waiting for Yesterday.
Wait, what?
Their bio reads, since the dawn of the millennium, the once dominant subgenre of a subgenre known as pop punk has been on a steady commercial decline. During its waning years in the arguably noteworthy suburb of San Dimas, California, an innocent romance sparked a chain of events that would shake the pop punk scene to its shy and emotionally fragile core.
Ah!
Waiting for Yesterday began when Bo and Thomas started writing songs together. With the addition of dad rock aficionado Tyler Marsh on guitar and progressive assassin Gustin Flagg on the skins. Is it Gustin? Who knows?
Gustin.
We'll find out. Gustin. Waiting for Yesterday was ready to take flight like the majestic condor they are. Or something like that.
Very poetic.
Yes, that's exactly what it says. And on the phone, we have Thomas. He is the bass player and the vocalist. Hello, Thomas.
Hey, Frank. What's going on?
Oh, not much, man. Because you guys are of the subgenre of the pop punk, you know, and that's really not our expertise, we thought we'd bring in a guest judge. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
The guest judge today for you, Thomas, and Waiting for Yesterday, is Fat Mike from NoFX.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah.
Whoa,
you better show up today, boys. You better show up today. How you doing? Fat Mike is here. He's going to be playing the Punkin' Roo Birthday Bash tomorrow. Headlining it. Also, Cameron Collins from Brouhaha. Good to see you. Putting this together every year. And also, we have Dominic Ingles here from Stone Brewing Company.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good man to know right there. Good man to know. So what'd you guys bring us to sip on while we listen?
I brought an apple.
You brought an apple?
Teacher's pack.
You want to come empty handed. Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, I like these because it's good sound effect.
Eating an apple in a microphone.
It sounds nice.
It's the sweetest sound.
When people are talking, I like to chew.
I like to chew.
Something crunchy. It adds, you know, it adds to the show.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Here's the beer.
Oh, you got some beers?
This is your beer, right? That's right. We had this the last time we were talking about
Punkin' Drublick.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's the punkest of the Drublicks. Absolutely. Every time.
My name's on it. It says that I got in the brewery and I got in the way.
How cool is that?
I poured the hops in.
Looking forward to tomorrow,
pink boots,
man.
As I recall.
Yeah, they got me pink boots.
Yeah? And you got the pink hair going on now?
Yeah.
And I got pink panties, you know.
Pink panties on, too?
Yeah.
You didn't save it for tomorrow.
Huh?
You didn't save it for tomorrow, the pink panties, or you got multiple pairs?
Well, dude, I wear panties every day.
Same pair you're going to rock tomorrow as you're rocking today?
You know I am.
All right!
I got a matching dress.
Love it.
That's awesome.
I'm on board with that.
They're pretty sweet. They got bows.
Ooh, yeah,
he ain't kidding around. Those are some pink panties right there. Pink stripes, some lace.
You fill those panties out quite well.
Oh. That's kind of weird to say.
Yeah. In this time of sexual harassment, now you're hashtag me too.
I'm sorry. Don't file a lawsuit against me.
All right. So on the phone, we have with us a band called Waiting for Yesterday, and Thomas is on the phone. He's the bass player and the vocalist. That's what he has in common, I guess, with you, Fat Mike.
What? Oh, yeah. That's a weird name.
Thomas?
Yeah, Is that with a T?
What's up, Mike? What's up, guys?
Say hello to Fat Mike.
Fat Mike, what's going on, man? Yeah, absolute legend.
Oh, thank you. That's neat to say.
I actually tried out for Jeff Ware's Birkenstocks. I tried out for his band at one point.
Oh, yeah?
A couple years back.
I just did a commercial for Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Of all the people.
It's definitely the craziest commercial.
No, I talk about how bad their shoes are, and you're an idiot for wearing them. Yeah, and they love it.
We love it.
They're doing this whole film about me just saying bad things about their shoes.
Hating their shoes.
Maybe that's a good angle to go with.
How do your feet look?
Well, I was wearing heels. I was. But I'm like, if you wear Birkenstocks and I see you walk this, who's going to win the fight? You know, the guy in the boots?
The guy in the heels or the guy in the Birkenstocks?
Any kind of boot, you know?
So here's what we do on this segment of the show. It's called Stay or Go. We let these guys waiting for yesterday play us a couple songs. And if we like them and the audience likes them, then they can stay and pursue their dreams of being rock stars. But if we don't like them and the audience doesn't like them, then they're a go and they have to stop playing music altogether today. It's in the fine print. So it's very important for Thomas here to choose what song he wants to start out with, because they submitted two songs. Now, if the audience likes the first song, we'll hear the second song as well. But if they don't like it, we'll never hear the second song, which could have been the one everybody loved.
I'm going to decide right now that I like it.
You like it?
Well, I'm just, you know, if I say I don't like it, then I'm a jerk. So I'm just going to go with it.
All right, we're going with one stay already. Eric's usually a go. Are you going with go?
I'm
going
to stick with go, yeah. Okay.
Tied up, pre-listen.
All right, what song do you want to start out with, Thomas?
We're going to start out with our song Tonight.
All right, 1-800-955-5567 is the number, 1-800-955-KLOS. Should they stay or should they go? Here they are, waiting for yesterday. I called you up, but you weren't there, so I figured you were out with They call themselves Waiting for Yesterday. Should they stay in the music business or go far away? Thomas is on the phone, bass and vocals. This is where you pass the ball around the room, Thomas, to find out what we thought about you in the studio. Doesn't matter what we think, but we do it anyway. And Fat Mike is here. I'll let you go first, Fat Mike. Now, you said stay before you even heard anything. Now what?
Well, I would say stay in the music business because, you know, a lot of bad bands get popular. No, I didn't mean that.
No. Name one.
Give us an example.
Well, maybe the worst band is Red Hot Chili Peppers. Worst singer I've ever heard. And I'm a bad singer. And so I know.
Takes one to know one, right?
Yeah. No, why not? My band made it in the music business, and we were terrible.
Nobody rose to your defense, so how would you say you're terrible?
I thought bands, all right,
that's one stay for Fat Mike.
Yeah, stay.
What do you think, Cameron, from Brouhaha? What do you think?
I say stay too. I think they were good. It was poppy. I can't remember the words, but I feel like it left a good impression. I'm happy. It was good.
All right.
CEO of Stone Brewing, Dominic Ingles, what do you think? There we go.
I feel warm all over. I think it's delicious.
That may be the brew.
Yeah,
maybe the brew.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time separating the beer from the music. I think that's how it works, right?
I guess so.
I'm drinking the Stone Ripper right here. This is good stuff.
A ripping swell of juicy hops.
All right, Frosty, what'd you think of Waiting for Yesterday?
Well, I got this good beer, Stone Ripper over here, my new favorite beer. I love this. I love that band. Big thumbs up for me. We got really lucky last week with what I thought was the best band of the year. These guys going to give them a run for the money. Maybe the second best band of the year right here.
Hey, yeah, that's something.
Gotta stay.
He's got a good radio voice, too.
He does. Yeah. He should try getting into it.
Well, this drinking thing didn't work out.
Eric, what do you think, Eric, of Waiting for Yesterday?
Well, you guys know this is my bread and butter. I found myself at Warped Tour, so this is exactly my genre of music, and I can't stand you.
Oh.
I hate you so much.
Why?
Because here's the thing.
Jealousy?
There is talent in this band, but they spent all that talent copying Blink 182. They spent all their effort and time copying the exact style of another band.
That's how I got my career, is by copying Blink 182.
Well, then these guys are going places. And if you look, he's got like music notes tattooed on him and a guitar, like the most obvious tattoo.
Oh, he's got the treble clef, too. Treble clef.
Mm. Yeah, that's too bad. I got a cleft. I got a pal cleft tattooed on my arm.
You should.
That's punk.
Treble cleft ballot.
So I am actually, I hate this band, but I'm going to say stay because I think there's enough talent for them to become good, but they're not. They're just copying Blink 182 right now. Note for note.
All right, all right.
If Matt Skiba quits, you know, then he could get that guy.
There you go.
I want to join, though.
Now, Thomas, it doesn't really matter what we say. It only matters what they think out there. So let's find out what the audience thought. We'll start as they came in with Cindy on line one. Hello, Cindy.
Hold on a second. Hi.
Hey, Cindy. Morning. You're probably at work, huh?
Yeah.
So what did you think of Waiting for Yesterday? Stay or go?
I say stay. They're pretty good. Sounds really good. I like the band. I like the drummer.
You like the drummer in that. All right. Yeah. That's old Goose Gustafson. You stay on
strongest
hold.
Man in the world.
Let's go to Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hey.
What'd you think of the band? Stay or go?
If it's 1995, they can stay. Otherwise, they got to go.
All right.
They're waiting for yesterday, so that's perfect.
Right.
No, they're waiting for yesterday.
Now I'm confused.
Yeah. Now it's cool again.
Probably 2005, where we're from.
All right. Sorry. It's one say, one go. Alex, what do you think of the band Waiting for Yesterday?
I say stay.
All right.
Two stays, one go. Jessica, what do you think?
I say stay. They are very Blink 182-ish, but they're good. You know,
like Blink 182, but good.
They're kind of good. All right, we got Bing on the phone. Hello, Bing.
Hi. Good morning, Frank.
So, what do you think of the band? Stay or go?
I'm gonna say 10 years ago, I would have loved them, but now I want to hear their next song, though, so I'm just going to stay.
10 years ago, your parents were named you Google.
And we're back.
Ooh, that's too close.
No. It's Bing.
His name is Bing. Come on. Bing sucks. Okay, whatever.
You guys went over that earlier, I think.
I think we did. You did this the whole show. How about you?
It's my last name.
It is? All right, thanks. Let's see. Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
What do you think of the band Waiting for Yesterday, Stay or Go?
I say stay. I thought they were pretty good. You know, I'm not really too into the pop punk scene. I do love punk. NOFX is my all-time band. But
you know Fat Mike sitting right here?
We need that back.
That's nice of you to say. When you said, I don't like pop punk. I like punk. NOFX.
I'm 35 years old. Since I was 13, I've been listening to you guys with Bad Religion since I was a kid, dude.
Cool.
Are you going to the birthday bash?
No, I wish I could have tickets to go, dude. That'd be amazing if I could see Bad Religion, NOFX, and then you guys there.
Wendy, you get this guy. He wants to go.
We have tickets, right?
Yeah, let's just do a vote. Who thinks we should give him tickets? Well, I say no. So, but they're on sale still right now.
Yeah. You can buy him, you son of a bitch. All right.
Let's get him a half price.
Wendy?
Take care of
him. All right. We'll give you a couple tickets. All right,
two tickets, Chris.
You stay on hold.
Give him a 1-for-2 deal.
See you tomorrow night.
Thanks so much.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow day.
You get one ticket if you buy two.
Yeah. All right. One for the price of two. You get the second one free.
You guys are businessmen.
Thomas, it's looking good. You got 5 stays, 1 go. So I'm going to give you some names here to choose from. I'll leave your fate in your hands. Dennis, Jim, or Alina?
Let's go with Jim.
All right, going with Jim.
We're supposed to feel suspense with this music.
Yeah.
Hey. This is very important.
Hello, Jim.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Stay or go?
Definitely go, man. I didn't like it too much. They're good at the instruments, but no bueno.
All right.
The sound of it, sound effect time.
Yeah.
Fat Mike
on the apple. All right. Yeah. All right, Jim.
Does that mean he likes us?
All right. Dennis or Alina?
Dennis.
All right, we're going with Dennis on this one. Hello, Dennis. Stay or go. We're waiting for yesterday.
What's up, guys? Go. Sorry, I don't like it.
Well, we don't like Dennis.
We're right scared on. Of you.
All right, 3 goes.
Can I get some John Carpenter tickets, please?
You want some what tickets?
John Carpenter for Halloween.
John Carpenter tickets? Sure, those are yours. You stay on hold. We'll hook you up with that, okay? All right, I guess Alina's the one left. Hello, Alina. What do you say? Stay or go?
Go. They just had a good Charlotte feel, and I'm over that noise. But they have talent. They just need to find a new sound.
Huh. All right.
My housekeeper is named Alina.
What?
You have a housekeeper?
Well, you know.
He's not cleaning his own house. He's a rock star.
Hell yeah. I just burned the house down, moved to a new house, and got dirty.
Well, I mean, is that weird, having someone clean your house once a week? Am I bourgeois?
Yeah. Is that the nude housekeepers in that weird pink van you see parked?
The topless maids.
The topless maids.
Parked on Lincoln.
How do you know exactly where it's parked? Now we know who has the
new
maids.
You guys are perverts.
Yes, we are. Show us your panties again.
Yeah.
As you eat that apple slowly and seductively.
Oh, is that sexy? I'll eat really? Real slow.
Oh, it's so juicy.
I've actually never seen someone spill apple, but you managed to do it.
That's a first. All right, here we go.
Oh, man.
Let me give you a couple names. Dennis or Jason?
Jason.
All right, going with Jason. Hello, Jason. Could be up to you, man.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I say stay. They were good.
It's a stay. It's official, so you can keep pursuing your dreams.
Good job.
And you can continue voting online, fhfshow.com. We combine the online votes with the call-in votes. The bands with the highest percentage of stay versus go get invited to play our birthday bash, not the one that's happening tomorrow, but the one that's happening in 2018 if we're not fired by then.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so congratulations, Thomas. Now, we will hear a little snippet of the second song. So what is the name of the second tune?
The song's called Keep Me in Mind.
Keep Me in Mind. Here they are one more time. Waiting for Yesterday.
Keep me in mind as you leave this town. I write these words as you drive into the horizon. Watch the sun go down on
That's Waiting for Yesterday's second chance to make a first impression. What do you think of that second song, Fat Mike?
I'm keeping you in mind because I feel down now.
Too poppy?
I think they were smart to go with the first song that they played.
The 909 is Texas. Who's the mouth breather on the phone? He's a go. Yeah, he was breathing kind of heavy on the phone.
Heavy breathing for sure.
He's nervous.
My panties. You heard about my panties.
Heard about the panties now.
Pink and black.
That's exactly what it is, guys.
Well, congratulations. And do you want to come out to the birthday bash tomorrow? Maybe I can give you some VIP tickets so you can meet Fat Mike in person.
Absolutely.
All right. That's what we'll do for you. Thank you for being a good sport.
Who's
okay,
Thomas?
Bad?
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. We'll introduce you to Goldfinger, too.
And Goldfinger. And Bad Religion.
And,
Strung Out.
Yeah, there's some druggy bands on here. The D.I.
Bad Religion.
Yeah, no, they don't do drugs.
No,
Bad Religion.
No.
Druggy bands on here. Yeah, thank you so much. This has been another episode of Should I Stay or Should I Go? But right now it's time to drink some beers with Stone Brewing Company. What'd you bring us here? What do I have in my right hand?
You have Stone Ripper, our San Diego Pale Ale, which is a delightfully ripping swell of juicy hops. Mm-hmm. But then we also brewed a beer with Fat Mike over here, and he's gotten his
Punkadrobic
fingernail painted hand.
Oh, I matched this beer can.
And it matches.
In your hair.
And we brewed a hoppy lager that people can only get at these concerts that we're playing right now, and you can only get tomorrow because it's literally evaporated out of Southern California. Everybody loves this beer.
It literally evaporated?
It literally.
not figuratively. Everyone opened their beer and didn't want it, so it evaporated.
Through osmosis, it actually...
The Pumpkin Brew, the craft beer and music festival happening tomorrow in association with our birthday bash. And Cameron Collins always... responsible for all this mayhem. So tomorrow, as far as like what we can expect, I mean, it all starts when do the doors and gates open?
VIP, yeah. So VIP is noon, and then general admission's 1:00. Beer tasting goes till 4:00. There are over 200 beers being served.
Oh my God!
Frank will make his way through all of them, and Frosty as well.
Four hours of beer tasting
before the
before we get crazy over.
So
at the stage.
Everybody be drunk, and even if the music's not good and it's going to be awesome, it won't matter because everyone's drunk.
That's the theory. That's kind of
there's no children allowed.
Did someone
awesome.
Show her our business
right.
plan?
I feel like get them drunk. Nothing else will matter.
After 4 hours of beer tasting, is there a place to take a nap? Because I'm going to need one.
It's on the beach. The whole thing. Yeah. It's just a big,
nice. No, there's a cocaine station too. So
you, oh, that works.
Not true.
Didn't happen. not true. I was kidding.
Oh, I just want to make sure they know.
No, it's a great place down there in Huntington Beach. Sea legs.
It's right gigantic. So we've expanded the site 3 times now because ticket sales have continued to grow. We've added more breweries, more brewing stations. We've got 330 feet of bar. So what? After you've had your tastings, we have 330 feet of bar. So,
and think about that for us.
And a beautiful
field.
That's like a football field.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it?
And 30.
Wow.
Yeah. You carry the one.
What's amazing, too, is all these beers that you're drinking, for the most part, like the Stone Tangerine Express. That will be available in concessions.
A beer for men.
That's right.
Can I get the Tangerine Express?
The Stone Ripper will be on concessions.
This is great. I'm drinking the Vengeful Spirit IPA, and that is a little bit more serious.
Is there going to be a Stone Brewing tent, its own tent thing going on?
Well, there'll be a tent over the whole thing. Terms of a spiritual tent of love of craft beer and a love of NoFX.
Wow, that's hippie.
Oh, that is hippie.
Stone will be sampling beer, but we also, like I said, at every single bar, 330 feet of it, there will be the Stone Ripper, there will be Tangerine Express, and there will be the Punkin' Drublet.
Yeah, a hoppy lager.
A lager.
We don't lag. I want to talk to you about this too, Dominic, because instead of a hoppy lager, next year can we do a poppy lager and with a aftertaste of heroin? I think
where the P is silent.
I don't know. It's gonna make you real sleepy and itchy. And
who's gonna be awake for the show?
A beer that makes you sleepy and itch.
That sounds stressful.
It really does.
Now, I'll have to run that by human resources. Find out what happens.
Wendy, our promotions marketing guru over here, says that she's found some VIP tickets.
Yeah.
So if you want to, how many do we have? One, two, pair?
Three pairs.
Three pairs?
Oh, boy.
So I totally feel like she's winging that.
You guys do your own clapping here. This is awesome.
There's no one else to do it.
You guys work hard.
There's no one else clapping. Yeah!
We have digital clapping too. Digital clapping as well.
You know, with all the hard work that Wendy's done, I think she should do this shot. Wendy, come over here.
Come on.
Wendy, you deserve this.
Wendy's responsible for getting us on board with this wonderful event.
Thanks for putting this together. Wendy, folks, our promotion.
All right, Wendy.
Queen.
Thank you, Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy.
Drink down that red bush.
Drink with me.
Drink that red bush, Wendy. Yeah.
It's your birthday.
Oh, my God. Like a champ.
She did it. She did
Wendy.
It.
No cough. No cough. Fat Mike, thanks so much.
Just a scream.
Eric, we're just going to break right into New Music Friday. What we do right now is like all those songs that are being released today. Multiple genres, doesn't matter what it is. We listen to them and basically decide if like, that's a good one. Let's keep that on the radio, or we can just, you know, quit it. So you want to break into New Music Friday while we drink some wonderful Stone Brew?
Sure. I feel a little weird about this one because the pairing is very odd, but Selena Gomez is trending.
Oh, good Lord.
Settle in, kids.
Yep.
She's from Canada, right?
She's got a song.
Gotta get to the bathroom.
Called Wolves with a guy called Marshmello. Have you seen this guy?
Don't know Marshmello.
Very famous DJ who wears a giant marshmello head.
That makes sense.
And it's trending big time right now.
Oh.
Yeah, we're still
live. You can exit out at any time.
Oh. In your eyes, there's a
heavy blue. What?
You're out?
Oh, I don't know. I don't understand how this works.
Did you press the red button?
Are we in the air?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Yes.
Oh, we talk about it?
Yes.
You're so polite. I don't understand music.
You out?
I like it. It's got marshmallows in it.
Do you know Lucky Charms? We all know Lucky Charms, yeah. The cereal. You know what they call the little things?
What?
Marbits. Yeah, instead of marshmallow bits.
It's Marbits.
Marbits.
Well, let's drink to Marbits.
That's good. Name for
Marbits.
Yeah.
Did anyone know that? Marbits.
No,
I know stuff.
The more you know.
I kind of like that.
Selena Gomez. Can't you get something? I mean, you did what? Kelly Clarkson week last week. Come on, man.
Well,
what else?
We're here
drinking beers, having a good time, getting ready. We're pre-gaming for the birthday bash, the pumpkin brew, brouhaha.
Drunk
and playing Selena Gomez.
That's for the tweenage girls.
Okay, fine.
They can't even get in.
How about Gavin James?
They can't get in.
Gavin James.
No one interested in that song is allowed to come.
This guy was just certified at 250 million streams on Spotify. Oh,
Jody, buzz him.
I buzzed him.
Two measures in.
That's how many streams we're going to have at our festival. Piss streams.
There will be over 180 urinals at the festival.
Well, sometimes.
Mm.
That's the one.
Streaming. We'll be doing live streaming 180 urinals.
That's like a record.
That is good.
Like it just keeps going
on and on.
Yes, live streaming. Just what
we've done. This sucks. Next.
Really? I kind of like it.
This is awful.
Who's this? Jesse James Marshmello? Who is it?
This
Jesse
is
Marshmello?
Gavin James.
Oh, Gavin James.
All right. Oh, well, the big tribute to Chester.
Any songs with hair on their balls yet?
We're ramping up to that.
I don't know. I don't keep hair on my balls.
I know. I saw your pants.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
The big Chester Bennington tribute is tonight at the Hollywood Bowl.
Right.
And in honor of that, Steve Aoki released a remix of One More Light.
I literally don't know who any of these
people are. Oh, Steve Aoki. He's a bro.
I know who Steve Aoki is. Yeah. But I mean, everybody else. Who are these people?
He's all right. I caked him.
He's from Newport Beach.
He's a good dude. Were the signs I
ignore. He can't even wear his head.
Can what? I help
you? Don't tell people that.
Not to
one word.
They're watching.
Anymore. Oh, we're on TV?
Yeah. Yeah. We saw brilliance
when the world. Wow.
That's what my nose looks like from the side.
Oh,
It just reminded me that I'm Jewish. It's
you can't exist.
This right. is good. Jewish. Come on, Frank. Give this a chance.
It's a bring down.
It's got to come. It's got to get exciting at some point, right?
It's a bring down.
It's
come
a
on.
Remix. It'll it's pick up.
Let's take a call real quick. Let's go to Jess on line two. Hello, Jess.
Hey, guys. Hey, it's that Mike.
Hi.
How did the cat get so fat, man?
Oh, are you talking about me?
I just wanted to say, dude, that I've always been like a huge metal girl, but when I was 11, I heard that song for the first time, and you completely opened my life to punk, and ever since, that's kind of what I'm about now. So
oh, that's very nice of you to say.
That's
she was a huge
I
metal girl until she turned 11.
No,
most metal girls are huge, actually.
Well, Jess, would you?
Hey, my dad is a Vince Neil, like almost exact lookalike, so metal's kind of in my blood. So,
Jess, yeah. Do you want to come out to the birthday bash with a VIP ticket so you can actually meet Fat Mike in person?
Oh my God!
Yeah,
Frank,
come on out.
I don't even know.
All right, you're going.
Are you over 21?
Amazing.
You're going, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah. All right,
bring your metal blood.
You stay on hold, okay?
Thank you so much.
That's a shame. I hope it's not mercury. That'd be a shame. If that's the metal she has in her blood.
Too much fish.
You should be loaded with mercury.
Oh my God, I'm poisoned.
All right, what's next on the New Music Friday?
No, I'm not going to let you give up on this song just yet.
Oh, come on.
See, give it a chance, Frank, a chance.
It's radio. You should play music.
This is the guy that was all angry about how melodic the last band was. And he's like, I'm going to keep playing this.
See,
it kicked in there.
Give me that tangerine over there. Express from Stone Brewing.
This song is so beautiful, it shouldn't have been messed with.
No, but
or played on the radio.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They wanted to give it the opportunity for people to crank the song.
Buzz me out, Frank. Come out. Sorry. No.
Let's move on.
This isn't Eric's sex playlist. Like, come on, this is supposed to be Music Friday.
I'm playing what is trending. For the love of God. How about Weezer? Weezer, do you approve of what came out? Here we go.
We think of Weezer.
Weezer? Oh, I like Weezer.
Here we go.
I scored Mikey, the bass player. I gave him mushrooms in Japan.
You're on the air. This is live.
I know. What's the matter with that?
Yeah, yeah, mushrooms.
I mean, out of the jurisdiction.
They're legal.
There's
Japan.
Nothing wrong.
No,
with
no.
Japan.
They were legal in Japan for like a year, and I actually bought them on my Visa card. It's absolutely true
wow.
story.
Mushrooms on your Visa card. That's cool.
Yeah,
they leave that out of the commercial.
It was about 10 years ago. And then he ended up at a mental institution years later. I like to think I had a little something to do with that.
So you put the shrooms for Weezer on your Weezer.
That's good.
This is Sky Radio.
How did Weezer come up? Is this Weezer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Where are the guitars?
Right there.
Guitars are so 90s.
Drinking the Stone Brewing Tangerine Express IPA. That's some good stuff. I can taste the rind.
Yeah. You get your orange juice and your beer.
It's healthy. It's healthy beer.
It's very I like the pulp you put in there.
It's a morning beer.
No, it's good stuff. Really, it is.
Is it better than Stone Ripper, my favorite?
I like Ripper a little better, but I like this is like a nice summery beer. For on the beach tomorrow? Are you kidding me?
It's a transition. You start with Ripper, then you move
then
to
you Tangerine. Then you get the Vengeful Spirit.
We're able to walk
cans of vodka too.
Day.
And then I end up with a can of what? Vodka?
Can of vodka. Yeah, we have cans of vodka. It's a punk rock show, you know?
Yeah, it's a punk rock show.
Now back to Selena Gomez.
What's next? Kelly Clarkson?
Well, now you've got me questioning the whole damn bit.
Well, you probably
should question you.
Question
you
yourself before you do something stupid.
I'm just playing what came out today.
All right.
Don't listen to him. Go with the plan,
Mike,
man.
Mike, didn't you guys have anything come out in the last couple of days?
Yeah, come on, man.
Seriously. What's come out of you in the last couple of days?
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Do not ask that question.
It's gone
and is it trending? Oh.
That was a fart sound.
That was that apple.
Oh, the apple. I'm finished with the apple. Oh, no, they know I'm a liar. I'm not finished.
So they can see you eating it.
I got caught lying about eating an apple.
Sam Smith has a new single.
Ricky's just getting started. No, he's like five words.
I almost canceled Bit of
Here it comes.
Week.
Here's the hook.
I already canceled Tidbits.
Now listen. Oh, listen. Piano.
I mean, it's good. It's just...
Wait, he's... pouring his soul into this, and here we go.
Fest. You should be embarrassed, Eric. We have guests.
We have company, right?
Hey, Jesus Christ.
Thanks. That's nice of you to call company.
We cleaned up and everything.
Cleaned up. I haven't showered in weeks, you know? I don't the only time I shower is to get the hair off of my balls. Wish I was younger. You know what happens, though?
I'm just going to go with this.
Seriously, this is shut like the Debbie Downer week.
Really? Come on. The problem, do I have to take this over?
The problem with taking the hair off your balls, I'm just going to go with this.
Okay. Yeah, go.
Is the hair kind of collects your sweat. So now I just have sweaty balls.
This is nice.
Can we
dude.
Pan back down to the underwear you showed us earlier?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're a mess by now.
We're going to drink the sweaty, balls IPA next.
Can you see it?
Oh, no. You got to turn this way. Turn this way.
You got to turn your angle.
There it is. Oh.
Yeah, there it is. Pink panties in an angel's face.
I gave up shame and pride. Like,
you'll fit right like in 2 years ago.
Who's this, Eric?
Oh, thanks for asking, Frost. This is the
Something
used.
Else, Jay.
Who? This is
not who. The used.
The used?
Can we get a new copy?
Come on. Can we get some music men like?
I was just getting into Sam Smith, and then this comes along.
Yeah. It's a real roller coaster.
I mean, we're 8 songs in, and you haven't played one song that's good.
Here we go.
Double bass. Five finger?
No, this is Butcher Babies.
Oh, Butcher Babies. It's all chicks, right? It's all girls with a man? No?
Can I just show my ass? You tell me that literally dozens of people just saw my ass.
At least a dozen.
Dozens of people live streaming.
All of our fans.
Our fans saw it.
You're not supposed to show stripes. You know, makes you look fatter. Stripes.
That's why you should have shown your front.
I should have been laying down.
Exactly. This should not have been your ass.
Made them vertical, you know?
What's this one, Eric?
This is Bootsy Collins from Parliament Funkadelic. Solo album. What I'm
talking about. It's my cousin.
Really?
On camera. Hot pockets, baby. Bootsy is my cousin. Hey, baby. Give me your license for tonight. Drive you crazy. So crazy, baby. What a thing. So crazy, baby. You like it shady.
Anyone up the electric slide? You ready?
For 1974 Bootsy, as opposed to 1970.
I thought they told me I'd get to meet Steve Jones. What's up?
Is that what you're here?
Yeah. I've never met him.
Really?
No. I met Captain Sensible.
I've never met him either.
Yeah.
All right, so he's showing up, right?
No.
No, you're on the number one radio show.
Ooh. Is Steve here yet? Get Steve in here. Oh, he doesn't show up till 11:58.
Yeah, his show's
2019.
Well, this song was interesting.
It's fine. Actually, that's the best one so far.
I don't know how to predict you. Here's Hollywood Undead.
I hear a song. It's very confusing. This format. I can't keep up.
That Eminem.
There we go.
The most angry way. I think that's the president.
Oh yeah. And when I pull out the knife, you better wait bye bye. So take a page from my book.
These ladies get hooked while all these haters get shook. So
All right, we got a text coming in. 562 says, nice undies, Fat Mike. See, people are what? That's the person's watching. And they say, play the new A Perfect Circle song, The Doomed. Do you have that one, Eric?
We played it last week, for the love of God.
People are suggesting now because your song choices suck.
They're not my choices.
Here's 560. What the hell is Eric playing today?
They're not my choices.
the ones that came out today.
Eric's wife's not taking a shower tonight. Someone else said.
Oh, don't listen to him. What's next, Eric? I can't wait.
Look at that. No more new music today.
Oh.
No, there is. There is a Christmas song out.
Christmas.
Christmas.
It's not even Halloween yet.
So you guys chime in when you know
Christmas
who.
Song. Jesus Christ.
I will give you a hint.
Go ahead.
It's a band. Okay. When you know the band's name, chime in.
So Michael Bublé is out.
Bad Religion? Bells will be ringing.
Glad, glad news.
You know, oh, what a Christmas. Christmas never really happened, you know.
Yeah.
Ken was like, what does that mean?
I don't know who says you. I have no idea. I don't care.
How would you know?
You and the audience.
That's Hanson.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, Hanson.
Oh, my gosh, it's Hanson.
Eagles version's better. Just playing that.
All right, and finally, Five Finger Death Punch has a new song called Trouble.
Mash up with the Trouble by Pink. That'd be awesome. So I can say things and they happen, like instantly. This is awesome.
This is great, huh?
This doesn't happen otherwise, man. Radio.
That's 5 minutes of death, Brian.
Talk about trouble, man.
Yeah, come on, go back to Pink. Come on, man.
Tim Armstrong right there. He wrote that.
Did he really? Thank you so much, Fat Mike, for stopping by and hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me.
Steve Jones can get about a couple hours. So you got time to wait. You got some beers to drink from Stone Brewing. Yes, thank you, Dominic, for coming in from Stone Brewing Company.
Kayla West, thank you very much. You're the radio station of my childhood, so it's nice. Circle meets
and
the square.
And your adulthood, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And for life.
Yeah, and for life.
I hear that a lot.
And Cameron, you guys still around? I love you.
Thank you for putting these great craft beer tastings and music festivals together, man.
Thanks for having me back on, guys.
Always fun having you. Right now, we have to apologize. How's my sorry list?
You probably threw it away.
We got to apologize to those we have offended today and get the hell out of here.
Sorry to those. Let's see. Tim Hortons, Mr. Orville, Weezer, and Sears.
Snickers, Snoopy, Ellen, and Dick's Last Resort.
Clippers announcer Ralph Lawler, Bing, and the 400th richest person in America.
Chatty airplane seat mates, Sam Smith, New Balance, and midget clowns on motorcycles.
Deaf people, snugglers, mom jeans, and lesbians lost at sea.
The pocket fisherman, Astro Travelers, Anna Kournikova, and Clifford the Big Red Dog.
The band waiting for yesterday, Ivanka Trump, Blink-182, Selena Gomez, and Chinners.
Denny's waitresses, topless maids, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Fat Mike's favorite shoe, Birkenstock.
Cameron Collins, Dominic Ingles, Stone Brewery, and Fat Mike of NoFX. You really have to listen to the whole show. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Thanks for having me. Later.
Cheers.
Don't Tap. On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Blake Griffin feeling good about his J.
Check your seatbelts. Here we go. Griffin at distance for three and the win. Bingo! Blake Griffin knocks down a three. The Clippers escape Rose City with a win.
On the ice, Kings and Jonathan Quick throw up a donut hole against the Canadiens 4-0. Panthers down the Ducks 8-3 in Florida. And tonight, we get back to gut-wrenching, nail-biting baseball. Game 3 in Houston. I'm Pete Fox. That's Sports on Tap on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.